the role. On to news and Sark now. What is your vision for the future of Sark? Experts are travelling to the island next week to get your views on how the island can go forward. Our reporter, John Fernandez, spoke to one of them, Ben Bogler, from the Prince's Foundation, who explained who they were and what they do.
The Prince's Foundation is a charity that's been established by the now King for over 25 years. Our interest is in creating harmonious environments. So really balancing the man-made and the natural environments to allow communities to thrive. Probably the most well-known project that we've planned, which is obviously very big, so not necessarily that relevant to Sark, is the urban expansion of Newquay, the sort of surfing capital of Europe, where we engaged with the local community on a 50-year vision. Now there's an urban extension that's being built that's very popular with a new high street that's going in. There's a community orchard that's already been built. There's lots of employment, little shops that are going in. So essentially, that's on a large scale because that's the extension to a town. But we've also been involved in creating island plans for the Galapagos many moons ago. So we've got a very, very, very diverse background that sort of covers heritage, employment and training, healthcare, quite a wide range of subjects.
A broad portfolio. So the big question is, how are you going to make this work in a place that is so unlike any other, like Sark?
Thing is, we don't know what it is yet. So what we have done over the years is developed our own sort of high-level sustainability framework, which we call a community capital framework. And we've applied that in these multiple settings, from new hospitals to visions of towns to small places, islands like the Galapagos, some of which are more remote actually than Sark. And what happens is, if you ask the local community about their place, and then you're able to classify that in terms of the natural, social, financial, and built capital of an area, both positive and negative, then essentially what comes out of that, if it goes well, is a kind of regeneration strategy that enables you to sort of heal, for want of a better word, the things that aren't so good about a place, and build upon, not literally physically build upon, but mentally build upon those things that are the most positive. So again, that's what's exciting, is that each strategy for each place is completely unique depending on its context.
You've obviously done a bit of research into Sark. How much potential does this island have?
Well, we visited for a few days in December 2021, and I think it has huge potential because it's very, very unique. You know, we're facing a world where sort of sustainability, if you like, is the buzzword of the day, but actually very little that's being done is truly sustainable, because you're always able to sort of externalize the impacts. Well, what's fascinating about Sark is that, you know, we went to the dairy one morning and we're literally drinking the milk from the cows that you're looking at in a field. And I think, and you know, we looked in the field at some old tractors that, you know, were obviously been discarded, and asking questions about what's the recycling policy on the island. And it's very expensive, obviously, to take things on and off. So I think there's almost nowhere to hide on Sark. And that's part of its beauty, is that if you get the strategy right, you can literally create a small place with all of the attributes to make it self-sustaining.
How exciting is that?
I think it's hugely exciting because we're also involved in across the Commonwealth in sort of islands that are facing climate change. I mean, here, luckily, it's very high above the sea, so it's not like some small islands that are facing sea level change in the same way. But I think the principles of this, almost like a biosphere, the island is its own sort of entity, that if you can develop a strategy that you can create a self-sustaining community, obviously one would assume tourism might be part of that. So it's not ever going to be truly self-sustaining in terms of nobody ever coming and going. But there might be huge application all over the world to sort of small island states.
Ben Bogler from the Prince's Foundation speaking there to John Fernandez. On to national news for you now. Lockdown